Good morning, and welcome to St. Patrick's Cathedral. Today is Friday, July 4th, Independence Day, a federal holiday. Our celebrant this morning is Father Enrique Salvo, and this Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Jose Manuel Contreras.
Let us sing together the first verse of our entrance hymn, which can be found in your blue St. Michael's hymnal, number 792, This Is My Song, number 792. Please stand.
Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Happy 4th of July, everyone. And we will pray in a very special way in thanksgiving and for many blessings in the United States of America on this Independence Day. And as we begin these sacred mysteries, let us first call to mind our sins and ask our Lord to grant us his peace, his mercy, and his forgiveness. Lord Jesus, you came to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners to yourself. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. God of justice, Father of truth, who guide creation in wisdom and goodness to fulfillment in Christ your Son, open our hearts to the truth of his gospel, that your peace may rule in our hearts and your justice guide our lives. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the book of Genesis. The span of Sarah's life was 127 years. She died in Kiriath Arba, that is, Hebron, in the land of Canaan. And Abraham performed the customary mourning rites for her. Then he left the side of his dead one and addressed the Hittites. Although I am a resident alien among you, sell me from your holdings a piece of property for a burial ground that I may bury my dead wife. After the transaction, Abraham buried his wife Sarah in the cave of the field of Machpelah, facing Mamre, that is, Hebron, in the land of Canaan. Abraham had now reached a ripe old age, and the Lord had blessed him in every way. Abraham said to the senior servant of his household, who had a charge of all his possessions, "Put your hand under my thigh, and I will make you swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth, that you will not procure a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I live, but that you will go to my own land and to my own kindred to get a wife for my son Isaac. The servant asked him, "What if the woman is unwilling to follow me to this land? Should I then take your son back to the land from which you migrated?" "Never take my son back there for any reason," Abraham told him. "The Lord, the God of heaven, who took me from my father's house and the land of my kin, and who confirmed by oath the promise he then made to me, 'I will give this land to your descendants,' he will send his messenger before you, and you will obtain a wife for my son there. If the woman is unwilling to follow you, you will be released from this oath. But never take my son back there." A long time later, Isaac went to live in the region of Negev. One day, toward evening, he went out in the field, and as he looked around, he noticed that camels were approaching. Rebekah, too, was looking about, and when she saw him, she alighted from her camel and asked the servant, "Who is the man out there, walking through the fields toward us?" "That is my master," replied the servant. Then she covered herself with her veil. The servant recounted to Isaac all the things he had done. Then Isaac took Rebekah into his tent. He married her, and thus she became his wife. In his love for her, Isaac found solace after the death of his mother, Sarah. The word of the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Who can tell the mighty deeds of the Lord, or proclaim all his praises? Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Blessed are they who observe what is right, who do always what is just. Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Visit me with your saving help, that I may see the prosperity of your chosen ones. Rejoice in the joy of your people, and glory with your inheritance. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisees saw this and said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" He heard this and said, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice.' I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord. Today, we celebrate and thank God and pray for our beautiful country and this country, one nation under God, in God on whom we all trust. And of course, we will never lose sight of, just to begin with, how fascinating this country was built. And it's a place that for almost 250 years, people have come from all over the world many times in the moments of most difficulty. I myself will always thank God and my family. When I was a kid, we were fleeing a war ourselves, and we will always be grateful that we were welcomed. And it's a place, though, that people came to rebuild life, reinvent lives, to come and give and receive the freedoms of so many freedoms that we might take for granted, but around the world are so sometimes something that oppress in so many areas. And it's a country in which, just here in New York, we have 400 different languages spoken every day. And just in masses alone around the United States, masses are said in over 40 languages. But it's always one faith and one country and united in God. And this year in the United States, as Catholics, we also have a very important thing to celebrate, that we also have the first American Pope. And which is beautiful, because this, just like the country, the church in the United States has been made from people from all types of backgrounds. And like the Pope himself, so many people are talking about the descendancy of the Pope, Italian, French, Haitian, Creole, from New Orleans, so many places, just like this country, just like our church, is who we are as a nation and as a church. And one thing to remember with that is that, and to thank God for, is that all of this makes sense, because when we come to this country, we're not here, and we live in this country and are born in this country, we are not here to only be grateful and receive the freedoms that have been won throughout the ages and that have been written from day one in the constitutions and so on. We are all here also to take these freedoms, especially our freedom to have a relationship with God in the way that we are called to have our relationship with God, a freedom to practice our faith, a freedom to live according to our conscience, a freedom to basically have God above all things. That is a freedom that we must not only receive as a gift, which we should know it's a gift, but we should also see it as a responsibility. And therefore, if we have been given this freedom to have a beautiful relationship with God, then we must take that and each of us make our part in however way we are called to be saints, to be people of God, to be a light in this country and in the world. And so therefore, we have the responsibility, having freedom of religion and so many other freedoms is not just a gift, it's a responsibility for us to then continue that legacy generation to generation, that all of the great things that have been built, and of course, we do not dismiss the problems we've had and the injustices we've seen through the ages as well, but looking at the gifts that we have received, our responsibility is to continue them. Just like St. Patrick's Cathedral, that was built by the immigrants almost 150 years ago, in a time in which there was some discrimination but freedom of religion. Everyone did their part, and now it's our part to continue the legacy of always keeping up the cathedral for future generations. We must do that for our country. We must do that by our country, and each of us has the responsibility and the gift to do it our own part in bringing God's love into the world. The most important thing of all is that the kingdom of God's love be the center of everything in this nation under God. God bless you.
And now let us ask our Heavenly Father to help us with all of our needs. Let us pray for the church. May the Holy Spirit help us, each of us, to live in a manner worthy of the call we have received. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For leaders throughout the world, may the Lord help them govern with honesty and wisdom and always work for justice. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who struggle to find healing, may God have compassion on them and give them strength in their ordeal. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our community of faith, may the call of Christ continue to resonate in our hearts and guide our way of life. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray in a special way for the United States of America, that it may always be a blessing in this world and that we may always receive the gifts of what it does offer us, for us to have a greater relationship with God and be a light in this country and in this world. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for all who have died in the light of Christ, especially for the soul of Jose Manuel, may they be welcomed to eternal rest and peace in the risen Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Loving God, please hear and answer the prayers we offer this day through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that this, my sacrifice and yours, may be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Accept, Lord God, these gifts we bring to this altar, and having taught us through the wisdom of the gospel, lead us to true justice and lasting peace. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. He spoke to us as a message of peace and taught us to live as brothers and sisters. His message took form in the vision of our founding fathers as they fashioned a nation where we might live as one. His message lives in our midst as our task for today and a promise for tomorrow. And so with hearts full of love, we join the angels today and every day of our lives to sing your glory as we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness, Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and, once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Leo, our Pope, and Timothy, our bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, Saint Patrick, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Our communion hymn is number 665, O Jesus, Joy of Loving Hearts, number 665.
Let us pray. By showing us in this Eucharist, O Lord, a glimpse of the unity and joy of your people in heaven, deepen our unity and intensify our joy, so that all who believe in you may work together to build the city of lasting peace through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you. Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Mass has ended. Let us go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
And have a blessed 4th of July, everyone.
We go forth singing number 432, America the Beautiful.